Oh, am I back so soon? hello. It is, wow, it's the 16th, guys. I didn't know I would be back this soon. Guys, we are doing a Thanksgiving podcast in December. Who cares? It's my podcast, like I said. Anyways. Anyways, I didn't get to do a Thanksgiving podcast in November, so you know what? Let's bring it. We're just not gonna bring the turkey, you know? We already ate it all. That's tough. Anyways. Hey guys, and welcome back to a new episode of our podcast. What? Episode 2 of season 2? What? Ah, amazing. Today's podcast is brought to you by Anchor, in which, you know, we're gonna listen to an ad. Our sponsor is here. They have spoken. They love us. Before we start our first segment of the show, please be advised, this is a pre-recorded episode. It's not live. Anyways, many were wondering why I haven't posted for a while, which I just posted yesterday. And well, the answer is we have been revamping our podcast and adding new themes and ideas into the podcast, in which we've almost finished. I told you guys, we've almost finished. As of November of 2020, this podcast will be officially named Julius's Motivations, like I said in our last episode. We are going to be a lot more professional. Yeah. Let's see how that goes. But keep that taste of originality. Yes, I'm keeping that taste of originality throughout the whole 2021. Let's get it. Let me stop. On December 15th, there will be more announcements on the finer details of these new changes, which was yesterday, guys. You got the details. You got the details yesterday. Now let's get into our next segment. But before we do that, let's hear from our sponsor. And welcome to our next segment. If you guys haven't realized, yes, I'm reading off of a script. This time, I'm actually being professional. Last time, I was reading off of a script, but then I just made it my own because, like, what the heck? Why not? This segment is called Thankful Thomas. Yes, because Thomas the Tank Engine is amazing. And I don't care. I don't care. And in this segment, we'll be telling you what we are thankful for. I like saying we because I just does not sound right. But before we get into that, I just want to say this episode is dedicated to my dear principal, Jeff. Jeff. You are a very amazing, very funny, and very, 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 very nice guy. And here you are. This is your episode. Your episode. Let me stop. If you guys didn't know, I said this back in the last episode. For the rest of the year, I will be dedicating one episode to one person of my choosing, and today that was Jeff. Now let's get back into this segment. So what am I thankful for, guys? What am I thankful for? Well, there's a lot that I'm thankful for, and number one, that is my life. I'm alive. I am thankful to be alive because not a lot of people made it alive. Like, not a lot of people. And we're not gonna get into it because it is a sad topic. It's called death. Nobody likes death. So we're just gonna move past that. You know, we're just gonna move on past that. I'm thankful for my family. I'm really thankful for my family. They get on my nerves, but I love them. You know? we always love our family, even though sometimes, you know, you just want to knock them upside their head. But, like, you know, we still love them. We still love them. But, hey, you got to deal with them. Love them. Love them. I'm thankful for my friends, yo. My friends. Y'all know who y'all are. I don't gotta say it. Y'all know who y'all are. I'm thankful for even the friends that went bye-bye. You know, I'm still thankful for y'all. Because y'all helped me grow. Y'all helped me grow. And, you know, I heard a lot of wise people say this. Not everyone is your friend. I know that. I just love calling them my friend. But you know what? Hey, it's all right. Y'all my friends. You people listening right now. Y'all my friends. I don't care. And I'm also thankful. Y'all gonna love this. Y'all is not gonna expect it. I'm thankful for the staff members at my school. I ain't gonna call y'all names out because y'all know who y'all are. I know y'all be listening, so y'all know who y'all are. I already said one of them. One of them is, you know, Jeff. The other one was Alex. But yeah, you know, all of y'all, I'm thankful for y'all. Thank you. If y'all didn't hear from me before, y'all gonna hear from me now. I'm thankful. Just thank you guys. Just thank you. I'm really, really thankful for these people. You know why I'm thankful? Because these people want to see me succeed in life. Literally. These people really want me to succeed. They're like, yo. What you doing? I know that you could do better. And I know you can push through. So don't. We're not doing this. You're going to get that work done. You're going to do this. You are smart. You are an amazingly talented person. You can do this. I'm telling you, this is everything they be telling me. I be like, stop it. In my head, this is what happens in my head. I'm like, stop it. Stop complimenting me. I'm in my feels right now. But like, it makes me feel better because, you know, it's just like, yo, they want me to succeed in life. They want me to be up there. They say, yo, I see you as an author. I said, I know. Y'all tell me every day. Y'all proud of me. Y'all love me. I know. It's not me being prideful. It's just like, yo, I'm thankful for you guys. What? If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be stuck singing this song. Let me stop. I'm sorry. I mean, anytime. That was a lyric from a song. That literally just popped into my head. I don't know why. But like, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here doing this. Like, literally, I wouldn't be here doing this. I'd be in my house, laying down, sleeping, and not giving anything. I would not be caring about my life. I would probably be sitting here, not doing nothing, and wasting my talent. But because of you guys, I'm actually pushing forward. I'm actually doing it. You know why? Because all of your words, they hit my heart. They did. They said, you know, they hit my heart. I was like, yo, thank you. Thank you for giving to me so I can give back to others. Like, build. This is an amazing thing about life. There's going to be people in your life that are going to be there to build you up when you are down. They're here to build you up when you are down. And when you get back up, now it's your turn to do the same thing that they did. It's time for you to build somebody else back up. You know, And it may not even, you know, just by your words, you can build somebody back up. Because maybe they were having a bad day. Maybe they just weren't in the right mindset. A smile, something can help somebody have a good day. This is really, I don't know if you guys know, I'm very big on mental health. I'm very big on it, especially on the aspects of anxiety, depression, and all of these emotions that are actually really big right now. Big on all of it. I want to see people get better. And it's gonna take a while. It is. It took a while for me. It's gonna take a while. It may seem that the words that people tell you aren't true, when really they are. They really are. They are speaking from their heart. When they speak to you, they speak from their heart. And I didn't know this back then. Back then, I used to be like, y'all are talking from your butt. This ain't nothing. What? Me, talented. Y'all is really lying. Like, I really used to criticize my own work. I used to criticize everything about it. And everybody was like, wow, all your poems are so deep. They actually get the, you know, get you thinking. And I was like, ooh, really? And then I started actually reading my own poems, and I'm like, whoa, I wrote this? That's tough. You know? And it's, you gotta, you know, believe in yourself before anything. And those words really helped me believe in myself. So I want to thank y'all. Y'all really did that. Y'all know y'all did that. But like, you know, I'm gonna come out and say it publicly. I thank you guys. I really do. Thank you guys, like, so much, yo. You don't know how happy I am right now. I'm so happy right now, yo. Let's see. I'm also thankful for them. Because whenever I felt down or whatever, I knew I had people in my corner. That's another thing. I always knew that they were always going to be in my corner. And there's not a lot of people that would actually do that. Like, would actually stay in your corner. Like, they'll see you mess up. And then a lot of people would leave you. They wouldn't even care. They wouldn't, you know, even blink twice. They would just leave you. And it's like, ooh, whoa, you know? And that's sad. It happens to a lot of people. It happened to me once. I was going through something, and I think, like, two of my friends actually, like, left me. And I was like, ooh, that's tough. that's tough, you know? I was like, wow, oof, you know? And it's just a part of life. People are here for a season. Not everybody's here for a lifetime. Some people are just here for a season. And you know, the people that are here for a lifetime, you gotta keep them close. They're called the roots. The roots of your tree. You gotta keep them close, you know? Don't get rid of those roots. They are really there for you. They want to see you succeed. They want you to succeed. You know? And you want them to succeed. You know, it's a mutual thing. You want them to succeed, and they want you to succeed. You know? Like, you gotta, you know. And that's why I'm thankful for these people. These people don't know it yet, but, like, they're gonna hear it from me now. They're gonna hear it from me now. I love you guys. So much love your way. You know? Now that I've said what I'm thankful for, how about you guys? What are you thankful for? And who are you thankful for? And why are you thankful for them? You know, these are some questions that I really had to ask myself when I was actually doing this. Literally, you think that this whole thing was actually on my... If you think that whole speech that I just, like, blurted out was skidded out or written down, no, I actually said that from my heart. Some of it was up here, but, like, I didn't write that whole thing. You know, number one, I'm too lazy to write that much. I just wrote a little paragraph. I was like, yeah, let's see if I'll just write a paragraph. No, this literally went on for, like, what, 5 minutes? But, yes, guys, what are you thankful for? Even if it's not even Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? We have to be thankful every day. We can't be selfish, guys. We can't be selfish. It's not all about me. There's other people out there hurting, and you always got to think about them too. It's not all about you. Let me stop. But yeah. And also, this is my first ever giveaway. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm just doing it. We hit 2 years of podcasting. Yes, we did that. But I also want to challenge someone. I want to challenge you guys, my listeners, to write a poem about thankfulness. About thankfulness. Just about thankfulness. Not who you're thankful for. Just about thankfulness. Being thankful. What is it to be thankful? I'm giving you guys some prompts. You know, what is it to be thankful? And why should we be thankful? And the winner will receive a $25 gift card. A $25 gift card to any store of their choosing. To join this challenge, submit your poem to our podcast email, which is juliuspodcastnyc@gmail.com. Once again, that's juliuspodcastnyc@gmail.com. Terms and conditions apply. Anyways, let's get into the next segment of this special. Hello and welcome back to another segment of this beautiful, beautiful podcast. This thankful podcast. This podcast is just full of love, guys. You know? And since we're talking about love, I want to read a poem. I feel like reading a poem every podcast. Even though this may not be what I have set in stone, this week we're just going to do one poem every podcast until we actually start our regular schedule, as said in our first podcast that was put out on the 15th. This one is called The Love You Have Taken. This one I read at a slam. I did this at a slam. I did not win, but I won people's hearts. Let me stop. I did this with Urban Word. I loved it. It was an amazing experience. It was my first slam. And you know what? I take it as an experience. This was way before everything like shut down. And I had a good time. And here it is. The Love You Have Taken. A love so broken it cannot mend. While the two of us shall meet the end. Placing blame on each other's madness. Fighting for a love that had brought us sadness. With anger and pain in which we fought. Many of us died for a love once sought. Engines have failed, bridges collapse. Spirits they cross with scars on their backs. Making no difference in a world once forgotten, living a life nobody was brought in. While prayers of those are pushed off the tables, I look at my heart and see all the pain, though. Please don't turn back to such worldly fame, but look for the light in the glorious flame. And search for the answer within you I seek. History shows the blessings that I keep. I tell you today, never look back at Sodom and Gomorrah, for few come back from destruction and boredom. Never fear that love won't be gotten, for fate has shown a love once forgotten. For I say once more, fight not in wars fueled by hate. Be wise in all the choices you make. Shake off those weights in front of heavenly gates, flowing with peace and freedom. In exchange from this life of hardship and hate, for you shall choose the path in which you shall take. I choose the path in which none of you shall make. For the love you have taken shall not mend. After the two of us meet again, I take off restrictions in which I shall gain the wings of angels among this heavenly place. Yes, let me stop. Yes. Once I actually like go up a little, I might have some sound effects. Cause like, yo, it's just like, let's do the snaps. Like, I need some sound effects, something, you know, something. We need something, you know? But yes, yo, that poem did kind of get to me. Like, I wrote this long time ago. This was like, what? I actually wrote this in 2019. This was 2019 I wrote this. This was like, ooh, almost a year ago. I wrote this in 2019, and I actually gave this to one of my teachers, Stephanie. She has it. I gave her a written poem. I wrote it out. I wrote it on a piece of paper that I accidentally spilled coffee on the paper. So I was like, you know what? Let me just make this into like a creative piece. I poured more coffee on the paper. I dried it up. Don't get mad at me. I dried it up in the oven. So like I turned the oven on and like I preheated the oven and then I placed the paper in there. So like it has that like nice crispy like feel to it. And then as I did that, it came out looking so beautiful. I wrote on it. I wrote, you know, all the words, and I put it on back. The background was like blue and green. If I remember correctly, it was a blue and green background with like a white and gold, you know, border. And it was so beautiful that I was like, you know what? You keep this. You take this. It's yours forever. Take it. Now you... Because guess what? If I become famous, you know, maybe you're going to have a little piece of it, you know? But yes. Guys. I want to remind you guys that I am writing a book. I didn't know if I told you I was writing a book, but I am writing a book. I'm writing a book of poems. It's called Whispering Spirit, a collection of poems about endurance. It's all about endurance, you know? It's about everything I went through. It's like a testimonial of what I've been through and how I got through it. It's like, yo, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I just write about it in poetic form, because life is not life without words. Let me stop. But yes, you know, I had writing. I said this in another poem that I wrote. I said, yo, writing was my way of expression, you know, something that I used to get a lot of emotions out, you know. I had to, because like me, I'm a person who likes to keep to themselves, even though trust me, if you talk to the people that know me, yeah, they're gonna tell you a different story. But hey, I can be, you know, very, very to myself sometimes. And it'd be like that. Sometimes you gotta be to yourself. I want to share something. I'm about to do that. It's exactly what I'm about to do. I'm about to do that. About this. It's called The Forbidden Fruit. I wrote it about certain people. I'm not going to say their names, but I wrote about certain people and how I got... This is how I got my... Like I said, this is how I got certain feelings out. This was written about certain people. And I'm not going to say their names. Block that out. The darkness in his eyes. When will it end? The evil possession. Dark times caused this all. Can we pretend this wasn't it? Tears of lies and perpetrators. They don't matter anymore. They promised no pain. And that's the gift that they bring. That's one of them. That was one of them. The other person. The person they love. Broken arrow. Broken balance. Broken life. Nobody wanted it to come to this. The tears of the unwanted are of the past. Never joke about the times ahead of us. Can't live with myself. Don't ever leave me again. But then you leave. The only one that can patch my wounds. The only one who stopped the bleeding. Can we not spend time with each other? Blood, black and blue, you shield me from the dark side that makes me a fool. Give me life. Give me pain. Give me it all. I couldn't live with this world that you showed me. I wanted a lover. A lover that wanted me. And this one I wrote about myself. Do you not say no to anything? You little twat of a dog. Nobody loves your name. All it does is bring pain. Love will never find you. It turned its back on you long, long ago. You sit there like a little dog sitting all alone. Nobody cares to help you. You find yourself, you just sit there. All alone, never to be found again. You have been killed. Killed once, killed twice, killed 1,000 times, and you still stand up. Can you not see that nobody wants you? Nobody needs you? You are so hard on yourself. Your blood rushes to your head. Your blood flows to your heart, but you never forget all the things that you are. Don't forget your heart. Don't forget your mind. Don't forget. But you said it was otherwise. Blood rush, sugar rush, blood flush down, pain. You were here to help. You are here to be helped. Balance your life, you little Sagittarius. Don't let your hand be the stress that it needs. Your right hand was bruised with the punches of your left. How can everything you do be in vain? You look up to the sky and ask how Jesus went through all the pain he did, but still had a smile on his face, knowing that he did it for the good of you. You have been forgiven, but you are not living in it. You are confused. You are conflicted. The light of knowledge has been broken in your life, but you have been beaten, bruised with your own words. Where have you gone? Where are you going? You don't know what happened to you, but life still goes on, and the ones that love you still are with you. But do you not see that they are there? Your eyes have been blinded by the lies that you have spoken upon yourself. But I forgive you. Do not forget the ones that have helped you. You are lost for now, but you will find your way. Because love is never forgotten.